533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, Constitution Day, September 17th, 2025 edition. Kind of an interesting story. An expert. Remember the dams that collapsed, that destroyed all those homes, flooded that area, just devastation down at the Edenville dams? Well, it was in front of the Court of Claims judge James Robert Redford, who heard testimony yesterday on the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy's challenge to William Stuvant's opinion regarding whether Eagle and the Department of Natural Resources, who had operational control of the dams, whether the two agencies concealed the dam's hazards rating from the public. Whether a civil and environmental engineer can testify about the state of Michigan's alleged failure to prevent the 2020 Edenville Dam failure is before the judge. Plaintiff's attorney Kevin Carlson said, "The ultimate question here is whether a finder of fact can conclude that the state caused damage to the plaintiff's properties when it authorized raising the water levels in Wixom Lake, despite knowing that the Edenville Dam could not pass half of the PMF, which is the probable maximum flooding standard." Carlson continued, he said, "It's clearly established at this point that they knew before they granted the permit, before they authorized the raising of the water level, that the dam could not meet half of the maximum flood standards." Well, the dam's earthen embankment failed in May of 2020. Remember, that was during the China virus lockdown, causing to breach, release most of the water from the 1,980-acre Wixom Lake into the already swollen Tittabawassee River in Gladwin County. Thousands of people had to be evacuated. Homes destroyed, properties destroyed, and they basically lost their lakefront. Well, while undergoing questioning by the plaintiff's attorney, Sharon Elmerode testified centered on the opinion that Eagle and the DNR knew that maintaining normal levels of lake levels in Wixom Lake would cause the dam to fail because of its lack of ability for the spillway capacity, and that the state knew that the dam's embankment was so unstable that maintaining normal lake levels would cause the embankment, to completely liquefy. If you overload an earthen embankment, it's sure to fail," is what William Stuvant testified to. "Normal pull levels weren't unreasonable for a dam that met spillway capacity. That was if the dam was in good shape and could withstand the pressure. That water level should have been okay. Well, it turned out not to be okay, noting that the dam owners should have been required to lower the water levels of Wixom Lake prior to the storms. Well, during cross-examination, Assistant Attorney General Nathan Gambill questioned Servant, acknowledged that he saw no indication that Eagle directed the dam owner, Boyce Hydro, to return Wixom Lake to its normal summer levels. Well, Servant not acknowledged that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission notified Boyce Hydro that the dam lacks spillway capability way back in 1993. Yet they still renewed the license in 1998 and allowed them to maintain the normal water levels. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission transferred the regulatory authority of the dam to the state of Michigan in 2018 after revoking Hydro Boyce's license for the dam. Well, at the time, the FERC told the state that after 13 years of acquiring their licenses, Hydro Boyce still has not increased their spillway capacity, leaving the project in danger. Well, Gamble, the Assistant Attorney General, argued that Eagle and the DNR did not control the dam and could not force Boyce Hydro to maintain the lake levels. Gamble said the plaintiffs are saying that Eagle can operationally control any dam in the state, and that's not factually correct. The evidence shows that the people who operated the dam didn't even answer any letters Eagle sent to them. Well, it's important to point out that in the beginning of September of 2019, the Four Lakes Task Force and Boyce Hydro had already reached a conclusion that they were going to return Wixom Lake to normal levels. The Assistant Attorney General Gamble said the internal emails confirmed that. They even put it in their permit application. So the case continues. No decision has been made by the judge just yet, but there is a lawsuit pending from the plaintiffs. These people lost their homes, they lost their lakefront, and they're blaming it on Eagle and the DNR. So we'll continue to monitor that story and keep that one on our list as well. Now, one other story that just came out, actually about an hour ago, was put out by Director Elizabeth Hertel, the director of the Department of Health and Human Services, talking about the Republicans' House budget proposal for fiscal year 2026. After going through the budget proposal, Hertel put out a statement that says this budget basically eliminates more than 1,600 positions within her department. We would have fewer child protective service workers, fewer staff connecting families to food assistance, and fewer staff conducting fraud, waste, and abuse investigations. In all, the House budget cuts $4.95 billion from their budget. Well, Hertel says that this would drastically impact our ability to protect the health, safety, and prosperity of Michigan families. The cuts would include $20 million in adult dental coverage. $20 million would be cut. $10 million to help hospitals improve maternal health care and outcomes. $7 million cut in the Office of Community Violence, which would eliminate the office created to lead to statewide efforts to reduce gun violence and save lives. $4 million to address homelessness. And $6.8 million from state psychiatric hospitals, including staffing, medical services, and facilities maintenance costs. Patel says the budget also doesn't pay for staffing needing to operate the new Southeast Michigan Psychiatric Hospital in Northville, which is slated to open next year in 2026. It would reduce the number of patients the state can care for at its hospitals, create longer wait times. And for example, quote, one-third of small-town and rural Michiganders' residents are covered by Medicaid. One-third. With these proposed budgets, it would result in the loss of health coverage for thousands of individuals in rural communities, as families will still need health care services. This would force hospitals and other local safety nets to absorb the cost of caring for those who have lost their coverage and potentially face potential closure as they struggle to maintain their services. Well, on the Michigan State Police front, Director James F. Grady II said there would be no money for a trooper school under the House budget. Without $40.2 million, they would end up losing potentially 298 full-time employees. It also would cause less money for troopers' overtime and generally fewer troopers on the on the streets of the state of Michigan. Cutting a department $4.3 million line item would mean less money for vehicles, fuel, maintenance, and facilities, and would eliminate the Secure Cities Partnership, where they send troopers into high crime areas. All of this would be gone. Few more statements from the bureaucrats in Lansing. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Little missed housekeeping here. Text messages. Patriot Pat reporting in for duty this morning. Nobody has done more damage to the Michigan economy other than Gretchen Whitmer. She has crushed small businesses in Michigan. Totalitarian shutdowns and all the things she's done. You know, I believe the state of Michigan is still recovering from China virus shutdowns by this governor. The small businesses that have closed, the restaurants that have gone out of business, I mean, it's continuing, it's lingering till today, even today. He also says, why is it that every budget that comes out of Lansing or Washington boils down to accept it or the life and safety and children will suffer? Watch what the other hand is doing. Oh, yeah. Sleight of hand, unbelievable. Captain Jeff in Cedarville. These threats of government shutdowns, either on the state or federal level, is a partisan trick. Most of them never happen. Seems to me that a shutdown in Lansing would be an incentive for going to a part-time legislature. Well, they don't want to go to part-time legislature, Jeff. They can't even get a budget done here in the month of September. How could they possibly get a budget done in 3 months, starting in January, February, March, and be out of there by April 15th? Not going to happen. There's only one way that's ever going to happen. We have a governor control the House and the Senate that can do a legislative referendum. Put it on the ballot. Going back to the way this state operated for 126 years, we became a state in 1837. In 1963, they did a constitutional convention. They amended our constitution, went from part-time legislature to full-time. And in my opinion, that's when the state started to decline. We were the ninth richest state in the country. Detroit was thriving. they compared the city of Detroit to basically almost as good as New York City when it came to productivity and overall median income of its residents. Think about that. City of Detroit residents were making as much as citizen residents of the city of New York City. Ninth richest state. We became a full-time legislature under then-Governor George Romney, and that's when the decline of our state started. This state is broken. It needs to be fixed. And Captain Jeff, I absolutely agree with you. Stop all of these crazy bills. I got some bills lined up here in the third hour. I promised a little sidestep to Washington, D.C. Well, we're going to do that in the next segment. Then we're going to get back and look at some of these crazy bills that they're proposing. All the time while we are dealing with a budget. So we'll see. One of the most important things we can do, folks, is get people to register to vote. We need to check on people, friends of ours that we know. You know where they live, you know what township, you know what county. Well, this is without a doubt going to be critical in getting voter turnout next year. Why? Because this midterm election will decide, will absolutely decide the future of this state. If we don't get the right governor, if we don't get the right people elected, it's not going to happen. Now for our state, other states will continue to prosper and grow. We will lose population. We will, in 5 years, it's projected that if we don't get the right governor, the right state senators, the right state representatives in there and start fixing these problems, 5 years, by 2030, they're saying we could be facing state bankruptcy. That's how bad this spending is, and this is how bad the decline of our population is. This is exactly why we have to get out and get people to vote next year. We need new leadership, and it's got to happen. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels. And